The Golden Straitjacket.
During the 19th and early 20th centuries, when the Industrial Revolution and global finance capitalism roared through Europe and America, many people were shocked by their Darwinian brutality and dark satanic mills. They destroyed old orders and hierarchies, produced huge income gaps, and put everyone under pressure. But they also produced sharply rising standards of living for those who could make a go of it. This experience triggered a great deal of debate and revolutionary theorizing as people tried to find ways to cushion workers from the cruelest aspects of free market capitalism in that day. Eventually, people came along who declared that they could take these destabilizing, brutalizing swings out of the free market and create a world that would never be dependent on unfettered bourgeois capitalists. They would have the government centrally plan and fund everything and distribute to each worker according to his needs and expect from each worker a contribution according to his abilities. The names of these revolutionary thinkers were Engels, Marx, Lenin, and Mussolini, among others. The centrally planned, non-democratic alternatives they offered, communism, socialism, and fascism, helped to abort the first era of globalization as they were tested out on the world stage from 1917 to 1989. There is only one thing to say about those alternatives. They didn't work. And the people who rendered that judgment were the people who lived under them. When it comes to the question of which system today is the most effective at generating rising standards of living, the historical debate is over. The answer is free market capitalism. Other systems may be able to distribute and divide income more efficiently and equitably, but none can generate income to distribute as efficiently as free market capitalism. And more people now know that.